broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We're on now.
About 9:30.
Jack.
Killing us.
Rocker.
Rocker. Are you kidding me?
I said five words.
Time management. Let's go, boys.
Hey, this bread is good.
It's good stuff, ain't it?
I know.
And it's good
stuff. It's not bread, though, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to say bread?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real bread.
It's my father's place or something, right?
What is it?
What's our father's food.
Our father's foods. Feed, you try any?
Not yet.
I'm going wide open, ain't I?
You're hitting her hard.
Cheese balls from who?
Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market, our sponsor.
We got no guests tonight.
We got no guests. Can't get anybody to come and talk to us.
Everybody hates us. Call Digger.
Hey, Digger says, nope, I ain't coming.
Miles Garrett's available.
Miles will come talk to us. Might hit us in the
head. We got a special night tonight because we're going to talk Indians basketball.
Love it.
Fort Recovery, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. Girls open up Friday at Crestview. We're going to talk Ohio State Buckeyes.
Who have big weekend.
Oh, my God.
Big weekend.
Saturday at noon.
Big.
You picking your nose? Get in there. Huh? And then we got Butt Browns.
Brownies. We're back.
Miles Garrett. We got to talk about him.
He's out.
I've been getting abused on Twitter because I said I'm done with
you
Browns.
You threw him out, didn't you? You tossed him.
I was mad.
I was mad, too. 5 seconds to go in the game. Use your head.
We can't even celebrate a win. We're going to talk about Miles Garrett.
That was unbelievable.
But we are giving away a Thanksgiving turkey today.
What?
That was the greatest turkey ever.
That's pretty good.
What a bad turkey was.
Do it again.
We're giving this roast away.
Yeah, do it.
All right, wait a minute.
I'm laughing now.
Wait a minute. I got the descriptions of this turkey roast.
Trooper Farms turkey roll?
Pounds. Neil, this thing is 110 calories. Oh, it's serving size.
Yeah.
The whole turkey is more than 110 calories.
Yeah,
I'll get 110 pound turkey. I was gonna say, yeah.
It's about got an 11 pound roast. Probably.
It's got 6 grams of fat, 0.5 grams of saturated fat, 0 trans fat. What's that?
That's the trans
bad stuff.
Yeah,
that is bad.
Yep. Yeah.
90 milligrams of cholesterol. What's that mean?
Bad.
That's low.
530 milligrams of sodium in this bird.
That's the healthiest turkey I ever heard of.
Total carbohydrates is 1 grams.
Nice.
Per serving.
Dietary fiber, 0 grams. One program protein.
One program of protein.
2% calcium and 6% iron in this bird.
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, then.
We're giving him away.
Is his name Lennon?
No, Lennon's fine.
Lennon's all right.
This is a turkey breast thigh roast. It's ready to cook. You cook it. What you do is you put it in the roaster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 165 degrees.
No, higher than that.
That's what this thing says.
165. How long we cook it?
Thorough. Oh, the bird's got to get to 165. Yeah.
The meat's got to get
there. We're going to tanning. We're going to put them in tanning. You're tanning booth.
Probably cook it at 350.
You put it in the cook-in bag. It's in a bag.
No.
You're going to melt it to pieces.
No, and you just throw it in the roaster.
We're eating.
How long you
got to
cook it?
Probably 4 to 5 hours.
We're eating plastic.
That's your Thanksgiving meal.
I know.
We're giving that bird away tonight.
Yes.
It's bad. 419.
$400 value.
There's only one guy that listens. That's Ivan. We might as well just bring it down.
Should we just take it to Ivan?
Let's take it down to Ivan.
419-852-9201. Fee?
419-852-3599.
Now, the reason you're going to get to win this bird, if you have the best text.
Yes. Or call in.
937-310-2781. Yep. If you want to call in with any questions. You want to talk sports, because we're here to talk sports.
Sports talk.
Sports talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. We're giving away, Jack.
Matt.
Turkey breast, big. Thigh roast. Thanksgiving's when?
It is big.
Week from tomorrow.
From tomorrow.
We have a show next Wednesday?
We don't know.
Jack decided that he probably wasn't.
Why?
Because Rocker has plans.
You know what? I'm about tired of Rocker.
Rock.
Okay.
Rock's busy.
What do you got to do next Wednesday?
I'll be out of town.
What?
Where you going?
John.
Oh, Johnny Bonham.
That's stupid.
Why? Why is that stupid? It's his brother.
I ain't happy about it.
We ain't happy. We don't like losing Rocker.
This place falls apart when you're not here.
Yeah. Gotta have you.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah.
Are you going to be here for the holiday show?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, he won't. He decided. He told me he wasn't going to come if you guys were going to be here.
That baby's coming, dude.
That is coming. Who put the thing on Facebook, Twitter?
Looks nice.
Neil did.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Okay.
Who did that?
Might have been Chuck. I figured Jack did, but it might have been Chuck.
The galley.
It could have been Santa.
Mm-hmm.
The galley.
The gala.
The gala.
Neil did.
I about won.
No, I did not. I did not do that. I saw it.
You part of Roscoe?
No, I had my own ticket.
You had a ticket, too.
805.
What are we buying?
Yours was drawn out.
Yeah.
You were close.
There's 195 left. I made it over 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Roscoe was down 20 left.
Yeah, raw. Man, I'd love to win a Corvette.
The girl that works with Kelsey won it.
Really?
Yeah. That's what she said.
I never win nothing.
Last year, the girl that worked with my wife won it. Like, how about we spread it over to the old Beely family one time?
Or maybe
somebody that works with you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
Good point, Jackie.
Rich better be buying a ticket.
Yep.
Or Craig. Somebody.
Hey, we got to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Wayne Street Market supplies us with this great food.
Awesome.
This bread is from my father's bakery. What's the name of it?
Delicious.
Yep, it's right there.
It's
on the bag.
Wholesale bread from my father's food.
My father's food.
Our father's food.
Oh, we're gonna take a break, Neil.
Okay.
Break time.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, three different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll have Ben and Cole DJing. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's time for basketball, and the girls' season begins this Friday, with boys starting next Friday, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the girls' and boys' varsity games we can again this year. Just as in the past, many of the games will be simulcast with our friends at WPGW, and Fort Recovery Radio will announce the rest of the games, with Brian Patch doing the play-by-play. This Friday, the Lady Indians travel to Convoy to take on the always tough Crestview Knights. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. This should be an exciting season for both our girls and boys teams, and our girls begin this Friday at Crestview with a JV game starting at 6. Get your season tickets now so you're ready for the home games, and then head up to Crestview on Friday to cheer on our Lady Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here. I got cheese and cracker in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, well. So it'll be okay.
So far, the winner of the turkey is Leslie Mollenkamp.
Leslie's the leader.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I got another one.
Ooh.
Don't know the number.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love Turkey Day. And they got to eat their eating pants on. 852.
That means elastic waistband.
Yeah. That's a great one. This is a battle for the best turkey so far. Have you got anything yet?
I got nothing.
Okay, great.
Nobody likes me.
I'm fired up for basketball.
Here, baby.
Friday night, our girls go to Crestview.
Crestview good? We beat them last year, right?
I'm sure they're good. They're good at everything.
Oh, usually good at everything. Yeah. So that should be a good one.
We're going to be taller than they are.
We're going to be taller than everybody.
That's probably right.
We might be good. I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
We have a lot of skill. Have some height.
We have some skills. It's going to be fun season. It all starts Friday night.
Yep.
And we had Holly, Coach Stein, Coach Gann in here and last Wednesday, and she was just excited as you could possibly get. And I think the girls are there. I talked to Brenna Homan. She works for me, and she's excited. You know, she said the kids are having a lot of fun, and you know, that'll be neat. And
you know, this would be a pretty, I mean, it's a daunting task anyways from Holly's standpoint to go into a head coach in the MAC with the schedule that we've got.
Yeah.
But then to be smart enough to surround herself with Bonnie and Googs, two experienced guys that are really going to be able to help her out when needed. You know, I think that's a good thing.
Yep. And then you look at and you just talk about the coaching staff and you see what we got coming back and the skills, and we have a little mix of everything, you know. Yep. And I just think that Friday night Crestview and granted, we're gonna have some stumbling blocks, of course.
Sure.
But
sure.
But I like this team.
Some growing pains, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Holly will learn though. Holly's good.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She's a competitor.
Oh, she's a competitor.
She'll be fired up.
And then I talked to Coach called me last night on his way back from National Trail, boys had a scrimmage down there. He said the National Trail was a really good team. I think they're favored to win the CCC this year.
Really?
And he said that Indians got off to a slow start, lost the first couple quarters, and we come back and won two quarters, and then we tied, and he says pretty even scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
We had some bright spots, he said, but we got a lot of things to do. He said it's you can tell it's a new
got some work,
didn't yeah, new yeah. kids, but he said the effort was there, I just think that
I'm excited to see what he's got in store.
I am too, absolutely. You know,
he kind of throws that.
Michelle Homan. Should I put her on the air?
Got her.
Yep. Hey, you're on Sports Talk Bubba and Fee.
Who's this?
Hello, it gets you.
What?
I talk in German to you.
Oh, hello. This is our foreign exchange student. And say your now Germany. Give me your name in German.
Zivi.
What?
Zivi.
Keep going.
Staminoga. Like my name is Zivi Staminoga. Ich komme aus Deutschland.
I like it. Neil, you got to remember this during basketball season.
Oh, yeah. Of course I will.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any announcing, so it doesn't matter.
You're not?
No.
First of all,
Coach Patch,
thanks for calling in tonight. Are you down at the mill with Brenna, or where are you at?
I'm like in a sewer apartment with Michelle.
Oh, okay. You're with a mom. That's good.
Yeah.
How's everything going living with the Homan family?
Great.
And
love it.
That's great. And I also see, are you, you're part of the basketball team, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Did you ever dream you'd be playing basketball when you came over here?
No.
No.
But it's a great experience.
Well, that's great.
Oh, you'll have a lot of fun.
And the Fort Recovery people are going to fall in love with you because, first of all, I've probably met you 5-6 times, and you're always smiling. And I just think that,
ooh,
and you can just tell by talking to her that You know, she's just a neat kid, and people are going to love watching on her basketball floor. What do you think of this running around and trying to make a basket?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Have you, now, I heard something, okay? Somebody said you got hit in the nose.
Yeah.
Whoops. And it dropped you. You went straight to the locker room. Is that right or not?
Yeah, I was crying.
That'll happen.
That will happen. Absolutely, that'll happen.
Yeah, but it was like the first time. The girls told me, it would be get better if you got used to it.
That's exactly right, kiddo. That's exactly right. Hey, well, wish you luck Friday night, and I appreciate you calling, okay?
Thank you.
So, did she win the turkey?
She's leading.
Oh, all right.
She's leading. Yeah. Turkey leader.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you and see you Friday night.
Good luck.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye. Neil, what was her name?
I didn't understand because you had that a little too close. I didn't understand. But
that was a
good one.
Yeah, you got it on. You got a roster?
No.
We're done.
We don't have a roster.
No, they haven't sent us the roster.
We don't have a roster to our basketball teams.
Nope.
Who's our athletic director?
Well, with a
I don't
really need one for basketball.
We got a schedule?
Yeah.
Schedules are out?
Yep.
Yeah, there's some right there.
Got one. I got to have one.
Yep.
I got that.
Is the boys game on for next Friday? Where's St. Mary's?
I've not heard anything yet.
If they haven't canceled it yet, they're not going to cancel it, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
It's been 5 days since they lost.
Okay, so that game is on.
What do you think?
Her name is Sylvie.
Sylvie?
S-I-L-V-I-E. Would you say Sylvie?
Yep.
Sylvie sounds good.
Kate Judy says, love me some turkey. She's got a big old bird. She said it.
Is that like a fowl type bird, or is she giving you the
bird? She might be giving me the bird. She made fun of my Barry Manilow reference.
I heard. What? I've seen that.
I saw that. I don't get that. She's telling me that she's never heard of Barry Manilow. Kate says he's just a little bit younger than we are.
But she said that she never swapped spit to Barry Manilow tunes. That's the only tunes that she didn't swap spit with.
You think that she was the other ones?
Yes.
Hey, Kate, now we just call it. So what you're saying is that wasn't hers.
That, right. That just wasn't her genre at that time.
No.
Okay. I'll give her that then.
Yeah.
I'm giving her a pass.
So you get the pass.
Yep, that's it. Rocker, don't even talk to me about Copacabana.
I'm Tacoba.
Her name was Lola.
Lola.
That is not a love song.
I didn't say it was.
You said it's one of his top hits.
Yeah. Signature song.
Number one.
It was one of his best, one of his top songs.
No.
Yeah, that definitely was.
Definitely not in Bob's eyes.
Well, yeah. And it's nowhere near my favorite Barry Manilow song, but it was one of his.
What's your favorite, Neil?
Kate says, I only listened to Barry on my mom and dad's 8-track when I was 5. I officially hate her.
That's perfect. I like it.
Who's the only, this is from Don Workamp. I know the answer to this.
Okay.
Who's the only player from Fort Carey history to score their 1,000th point on a 4-point play?
Howie Stein.
Pete? Why would you answer that?
You didn't say
that. The way that we were going to give away the turkey.
Well, he didn't say that. I was going to say it right, except Fee beat me to it.
Was it Howie Stein?
Yes.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
Kim Seifrink texted in with the, I got my eating pants on.
I like that.
By the way.
Yeah.
First team all league, Kendra Seifrink for awesome. St. Francis.
How cool Volleyball. Is that?
That's great.
That is awesome. Great.
Yeah. And they lost a heartbreaker there and they didn't
I've
make
seen it.
Gosh darn it. Kendra was a, what a seat, what a career
what
she
a
had.
What a great career she had. That's exactly right.
She made the big move. You know, she transferred from Ohio Dominican to St. Francis, and it just seemed like, you know, she's on the website. They have a picture of, you know, and she's just a class kid.
Yeah.
I wish nothing but the best for.
It was a great move by her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Donnie, we got your question. Harold ruined it.
Sorry, Donnie. I screwed her up.
Unbelievable.
You should have said, this is a trivia question. We're going to
give away. I thought you were asking us.
Yeah.
I'm asking our listeners.
I thought I was smart.
You weren't very specific on that because I was shouting it out if he hadn't got there.
Now, you raised your hand, Neil.
Yeah, but I was waiting for him to finish asking.
He was undisciplined in school today.
Well, you know what? Never did raise
it. It's the first time he's ever known an answer. So he got excited.
Big. I was excited.
He was very excited. happened. We got so
I do I win a turkey?
No, you don't win a damn turkey. Oh, I'm gonna throw a turkey out on the street.
Well, and the next person we'll drives by homework. Gets it.
Yeah. So we talked to Coach last night about the boys' scrimmage at National yep. Trail, and they open up next Friday versus, or they open up next Saturday. When is it?
Friday, I think.
Yep, it's Friday, the 29th.
Yep. Do we got a doubleheader boys next weekend too, or not?
No, I don't think.
No.
Nope. St. Mary's, and then we come out doubleheader.
The girls play.
The girls play this Friday, and then next Saturday,
then the following then Saturday.
Yes. Who will our starting five be on the boys?
Okay, I don't know, but I'm gonna guess.
I hope I'm one of them.
Uh oh, we got a caller.
Uh oh, I'll bet that's one of the starting
this
five.
This is either work or something. Hey, who we got here? Hang on. Who we got here?
Joe Metzger.
How you doing, Broadway?
Do you want a trivia question?
Yep. We love trivia.
Okay, Hubert, Jack Jones. Do you remember him?
Jack Jones.
Jack Jones. Yeah.
Hubert Jack Jones. He played for Fort Recovery. He played St. Henry Academy. It was not St. Henry High School. It was Academy.
Oh.
Back at 88 points. The score was 100-10. After every basketball made, there was a jump ball. What year was this?
1920.
1920, Neil says.
1922.
Oh, 1788.
1922, Jack Jones had 88 points.
88 points, and the score is 100-10.
Not bad.
And after every basketball made, there was a jump ball, believe it or not.
Well, that went on until at least the 30s.
Yep. Well, that's great. That's a good trivia question.
And
that's
a good one. My dad, Norby, gave that to me, and I had it in my little cupboard here, and I had to get that out.
Well, that's a great one. God love Norby, and you always think of Fort Recovery Indian basketball, Norb's synonymous with that.
And get that. They broke this down for me, and I had to get this out.
You know, Joe, Norb is synonymous for going to Fort Recovery, being one of our biggest fans, and Toby is synonymous for pass interference, offensive side. That's what people. Huh? Do you agree with that or not?
Pass interference.
Toby caught one out, flagged. Offensive pass interference.
Most ever called.
Yep. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good Thanksgiving.
See you,
right, see you. Bye.
Yeah, that was one that Kurt dug up a few years ago. It was making its rounds. We were trying to figure out, because it was in the Muncie paper.
Yeah.
But that's all it was, just said St. Henry. And Joe said it's St. Henry Academy, which I don't know where that is. If it was in the Muncie paper, it might be in Indiana somewhere. But so I didn't know about the St. Henry Academy. Because there are all kinds of people trying to find any documentation besides that for it.
That sounded like somebody I'd guard.
Yeah. How many give up? 88.
Head basketball coach just sent this one.
Uh-oh.
Trivia.
Boys or girls basketball?
Boys.
Boys.
Who has taken the most charges in a season? Now, is this Fort Recovery or is this
the world?
I'm assuming it's FR trivia.
Okay. Fort Recovery trivia.
Ron May.
Neil?
Good guess.
We haven't got the answer yet. He's still on. Coach, when we're asking, we're going
to
shoot me the answer, Coach, because I...
Dave Weskers.
Big D.
Dave Weskers take a lot of charges?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I'd say Kevin Dilworth.
Kevin Dilworth?
No.
Yeah?
We ain't had one in 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Fort Recovery has not took a charge. Who was here before Bayshore?
Patch.
Yep. Patch never had anybody take a charge.
Didn't even think about it.
Patch had no idea how to play, teach defense. No. Bayshore had no idea how to guard. I love Bayshore. No clue how to guard anybody.
What?
Yeah, you heard it from me.
Okay.
That's Coach Melton's. We got to take one charge this year.
Yep.
And they're automatically in the Hall of Fame.
Well, one guy did take a charge, but it didn't get called when it was Arns about 5 years ago.
We took three last night, according to Coach.
All right.
That's all right. Big. That's big. That's what we like to see, right there.
I like that. I like that.
That is exactly what we like to see. Uh-oh. Leslie needs more turkey. We got to get Leslie a turkey. Man, there's all there is to it.
Throw it more out.
Yeah, she wants that bird. Who holds the record for most charges in a Fort Recovery uniform?
In a season.
In a season.
I'm giving my answer.
Who kept it?
You got Ron? You're saying Ron May, huh?
Yes.
Who kept that?
I don't know if those statistics are still out there, but.
I'll bet somebody kept it.
Todd McAbee?
No,
he ran into one.
Todd always got called for a charge.
Yeah. We had a back-to-back weekend, and P-Dog got one at the end, and then...
Yeah, as we went to the winning basket.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. How the winning
Saturday basket. Night. We have a scrimmage. It's a boys' scrimmage.
Yeah.
We got pork chop and chicken. Do you get your tickets yet?
No, I don't.
Are we still taking, Neil, can we still sell it?
Well, they say that it had to be turned in by...
The 14th?
Coach
Melton, can we still get a ticket? Can we still get dinners?
We got to eat.
Jack needs, do we have chicken or pork chop?
Whatever they got left. One of each. I'll take pork chop, wife will take chicken.
Are you serious?
Coach said pork chops.
My wife's not a pork chop eater.
Remember when he was in here?
He said that great pork chop.
Some guy down, or some lady in Clark County makes.
Now, no, I bet they ain't as good as my mom's.
Ooh.
Well, your mom didn't always make
that.
Pork
she always
chops.
Had that crisp.
That ain't mom making it. That's fat on the side of a pork chop. Every pork chop's got fat on the side of it. Mom didn't put the fat there for you.
How'd mom do that, though?
Huh?
Cooked it?
It was like black. The outside of the pork chop
burned
it.
Yeah, that's a fat. She fat burned. Burned. Mom put that strip of fat on the side. Mom didn't do that.
Mom did. How did it taste so good, though?
A little Miller Lite on there.
Mama's cigarette ashes.
Cigarette ashes, Miller Lite. Beautiful. Here you go, Bobby. Go get her.
Hey, we got a caller. Hey, you're on Fort Recovery Radio. Who we got here?
Highway Mom.
Coach Jim Melton of your Fort Recovery Indians. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Fantastic.
Can we still get some dinners?
Yes, that's why I called. Yes. I thought this would be a good plug. Get it out there. We will have 24 dinners, 12 of each, 12 chicken and 12 pork chop that will be available the night of for sale.
Perfect, Jack.
Awesome.
He wants one each, so now you got 11 each here, bub.
Now that is, okay. Is that first Perfect. Come, first serve? Is that whoever gets there first gets them, or how's that go?
Shut up, Neil.
Do it side for you, so now we're down to 22.
Okay.
22. All right. Neil, you get yours yet?
Yeah.
Rocker?
No.
What? You're out?
Rocking.
Rocker don't want one.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know the answer to that. I'm hoping someone did. I thought maybe Chris might have taken a bunch of charges back in the day in the 80s.
Chris Shane?
No.
Chris Ben.
Chris Ben? I thought he meant Chris
Nobody
Shane.
Nobody would ever knock him over. He was too big.
Yeah, no. If he'd have just fell down the big
he'd
over.
He'd have fell down and he got some, but yeah, he would never fell down.
He probably took a bunch, but he didn't notice it.
Hey, Coach, we talked last night about the scrimmage and our first scrimmage, and you said there were some positives, but there's some things we got to work on.
Yeah, a lot of positives. I like to focus on the positives.
Yeah.
I believe we only missed one free throw.
Awesome.
You know, we shot 18, I think, something like that. We were 18 of 19, I believe.
Wow.
We rebounded really. You know, we could rebound better, but offensive rebounds we done really well. And you know, it just took us a little bit. We basically got off the bus and went right out, and you know, we really didn't have much of a warm up. So, but you know, we got a lot of things to work on. Encouraging to see guys taking charges and putting their body out there for their teammates. And
that's
you know,
awesome.
We'll get better.
That's exactly right. And
can't wait.
And
man.
We have an inter-squad scrimmage this Saturday, and then we're throwing it up Friday night, right?
Yes, sir. As far as I know, I know Mr. Niekamp sent out the email, and you know, we haven't heard anything back, so I'm assuming it's a go. We're planning that way.
Good. Well, it sounds good, Coach, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday night in the inner squad. Make sure you guys get up there, and we got plenty of chicken dinner and pork chop dinner tickets. If you want to get up there and coach, we'll see you Friday night. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Have a good night.
All right, see you, Coach.
Take care, Coach.
That's Coach Jim Melton of your Fort Recovery Indians taking the time on his busy Wednesday night to call in. I got a text here from another guy who's near and dear to our heart, and that's Coach Mike Bayshore, who listens every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Coach checks in. He says, best damn sports show, period.
Hey, there you go.
And he says he misses us, and he's going to bleed some purple. And you know, that's what's great about Coach Bayshore. And you know, we had a great relationship with Coach.
We did.
And we root for Coach, and he's got a wonderful family. That's a neat deal about it. You know, they come and go, but
didn't he hear you rip him though?
I just said he didn't play defense, didn't take a charge. We took some charges, and when we did take charges, he was fired up on the bench.
Yes, he'd get jacked.
Absolutely,
he
was.
He was fired up a lot.
I love that. It's 10 till 9. We're going to take a break, pay some bills, buy our sponsor fee. Who's our sponsor tonight?
Hey, it's Wayne Street Market here in Fort Recovery.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Chevy Malibu, which has remote start, backup camera, navigation, and only asking $13,900. Hastings also has a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, remote start, backup camera, only 29,000 miles, and asking $19,400. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, and test drive our selections at Hastings. Also, get your vehicle ready for winter driving ahead.
There's going to be a tribe night where you can meet our Indians boys basketball teams, junior high, freshman, JV, and varsity, on Saturday, November 23rd, with inter-squad scrimmages starting at 6 p.m. And there will also be a chicken and pork chop dinner starting at 5:30, with the various teams doing the serving. The scrimmages will feature all the teams from junior high through varsity playing one half each, starting with the 7th grade scrimmage at 6 p.m. The tickets for the chicken and pork chop dinners are $8 each, and you'll need to get your tickets by November 14th from the coaches, players, or parents of team members, junior high through varsity. Don't miss your chance to get a preview of our upcoming boys basketball season and get a great dinner, too. Saturday, November 23rd, dinner starts at 5:30, scrimmages start at 6, and members of our Indians teams will be serving the chicken or pork chop meal. You need to get your tickets ahead of time from players, coaches, or parents by Thursday, November 14th. There is no charge to watch the scrimmages.
Season tickets for the 2019-2020 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 20th to get their number 20.
Told you it doesn't take as long.
That was a classic.
Oh, Neil, God love you.
I thought you'd get a kick out of
that. That was tremendous. That he grossed him out about the longest, so he played in warp speed.
Perfect.
On that note, I was at the school today. There's still, I think they said there's 30 couples and a couple of singles who haven't renewed their things, and they're going to give them a call tomorrow, but technically, by the announcement was after today.
My wife's got to get hers. Jody.
Anybody can go up and
go up there and get them.
And your wife? Nope, she ain't got hers yet either.
Yep, so you need to do that, or they'll start selling them to whoever wants them on the list.
Sam ain't got hers either.
Dude,
get up there and get your tickets.
Yes, you do need to do that.
I got this text from Michelle Deuce. For those of you who cannot be with the family this Thanksgiving, please resist the urge to brag. That's right.
That's good.
That is a good one. So you're leading for the turkey now?
That's a good one.
That is pretty good.
Sam
good
says that was great commercial, Neil.
Yeah. Bob liked it. I know that.
That was good. Yeah, that was good. So we're talking Indian basketball, and it all kicks off Friday night at Crestview. You going up?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, time we're going to leave. There's nowhere to eat.
Got nowhere to eat.
Chat, we can get a pizza.
Ren Tavern.
Ren what?
Ren Tavern.
Oh, yeah, Ren Tavern.
Ren Tavern.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right through Ren's, right there on the corner, right
nobody's
by where.
Nobody's ever ate there.
What's the shirt that, or the coat that Jackass are always at?
Ren Go Trophy.
King Dog something?
Oh.
They have something up there. They got the wiffle ball deal, too.
They got the wiffle ball in Ren. Yeah. Kathy Edsler listening. She'll tell us what the fame is for.
He used to have a jacket. It always said something red.
I do have something that I want to say, and you know, and for me and you and Fee and or Fee, me and you and Neil, this will hit home a little bit, and I got this text yesterday, and I'm going to read it. Mark Rutledge has been hospitalized the past few days with sepsis and is on life support.
Oh, man.
The family will be turning off his life support this evening. They wanted the Fort Recovery family to know.
Oh,
prayers to Kathy and the boys, and she depended on him a lot. And Mark Rutledge was a nothing but a class human being. Absolutely. And his family was.
Yep.
And his dad, Matt coached
that was
here.
Coach, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He took over. Yeah. And we wish nothing but the best for the Rutledge family and prayers and them guys. Mark Rutledge was a guidance counselor here for a number of years, I would say.
Quite a while.
A great guy. Every time I saw him, it tough fit. And then sepsis is one of those things that just happens and you don't know where it came from. Sometimes you can fight it, sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not that old either, is he?
You know what? I was wondering about that. He's got in the 70s, right?
Yeah, I'd say he's...
He is 70.
Well, rats are.
Yeah, I'd say he's around our age. 80.
Yeah, Matt was a little younger than I am.
Yeah.
He's Chester's age. He graduated Chester, so he's got to be 53.
Yeah.
So...
He's probably...
Yeah, Mark's 75.
70, yeah, 75, yeah.
Yeah, 75 to 80. And, but every time I've seen him, he's been... You know, I haven't seen him in 2 or 3 years, but he's always in good health.
Yeah, great guy, Mark Rutledge. And we wish him the best.
That is sad. I don't like that. But,
no, that's right. Okay, so we just got this Holly was on that. Mr. Rutledge passed away today. So,
he did.
Yep, he passed away. So, Mr. Rutledge, rest in peace. God love you. And the arrangements will be made soon. Yeah. I'm sure Neil will have them on here.
I will do everything I can to find them. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So, prayers out to the Rutledge family and great family. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
So we talked a little bit, Fee, and the girls game on Friday and then the boys on Saturday with their scrimmage.
Inter-squad,
Then we are going to meet up, Coach Melton wants to redo some of the things about the starting lineup, and they got some neat stuff going on, and then we're going to meet up there next week, and make sure you guys turn out for Indian basketball, and we do, for Kerry Falls there.
We do a great
high
job.
School sports with passion and I really look forward to Indian basketball, both on the boys and girls side.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful time of the year.
Yep.
Also, we want to give a shout out to the Marion local Flyers and New Bremen Cardinals, two MAC teams for the
going at it.
26 straight years a MAC football team has been in their semifinals of the state. That's unbelievable.
Isn't that something? That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
And I'd have to say they're probably going to be favored.
Well, Marion and Bremen, they play each other.
Right, but then the winner.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
The winner will probably be favored to go on the state.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, everybody's saying Marion's going to kill New Bremen. New Bremen reminds you a little bit of us back when we made our run.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have just gotten better and better and better. Now, I don't know if they're going to be Marion. I don't think they're going to be Marion, but they're dangerous.
I do remember back in summer. Or actually, just at the end, right at the beginning, we talked to, we were at the golf course, and those guys scrimmaged.
That is exactly right.
And they felt as though New Bremen won. They won, they beat them.
Yeah, because they didn't play each other during the season, so they scrimmaged each other.
They scrimmaged each other. That was one of their scrimmages. And the New Bremen guys were fired up because they said, you know, either they're down or we're better. Because he said, I think we beat them.
Yeah,
so that'll be a great game. I think.
Yeah, it's at Walpock on. Is that Friday or Saturday night?
No, that one is Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yep. So I think Anna plays Friday.
They played Archbold at Lyman Senior, and
I think that's right.
And I look for Anna to continue their winning ways. And I, like I said, when we played Anna, they were a different team. They just looked. They had a look about them that they were just impressive.
That's a pretty good team. It was a close game here. I'm kind of watching Twitter. I'm watching a little bit. And
they're behind early.
They're down early, and I thought, ooh, they're going to get a game here.
Yeah.
Wow, did they turn her on?
They absolutely did turn it on. It's the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk Ohio State football. We're going to talk Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett. I've been catching a lot of slack here because I kind of grossed out the Browns. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about Neil and Rocker's going to... We're going to end the night at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about this impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Rocker, you've been watching it, and I know you're into it. And we're going to get your opinion on the impeachment. So if you want to listen to Rocker talk about the impeachment, I guarantee Ivan will be listening.
Oh, yeah, he didn't shut down.
No, he wouldn't shut down because he wants to hear what Rocker has to say about it. And Bill Stalger here, because he's nuts about it, too.
Yeah, I bet he is fired up about it.
Sports talk.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Greenville Post Office will be holding a passport fair to help you with the process of getting your passport. It will be held on Saturday, November 30th from 9 to noon in the lobby of the post office in downtown Greenville. You don't need an appointment, and passport photo service will be available for only $15, cash, check, or money order only. You'll need to bring certain documentation to obtain your passport, and the details are available at travel.state.gov on what those documents are. So if you've been thinking about getting a passport, here's the easy way. Just head down to the Greenville Post Office on Saturday morning, November 30th, from 9 to noon. No appointment necessary. Go to travel.state.gov for details on what documentation you'll need to have with you that day.
We're back.
We are back. We're figuring now. We're back here at Sports Talk, Bub and Fee.
Yep.
And we're guessing our starting lineup for boys basketball.
Yep.
All right. So here's my starting lineup, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's what I'm going to. We got a couple kids out with injuries and they're banged up, but. Okay. I got my guards at Kanapke and Judy.
Okay.
All right.
I agree.
You're in so far.
I'm in with you so far.
And then I think we're going to play like a three forwards. I'm going to go with Smitty.
Yep.
And I'm going to go with Marty.
Yep.
And I'm going to go with Gavin Toby, my starting five. And then that's going to leave me Ian, Benny, the Ramble kid's a freshman.
Sneaky good.
By the end of the really year. Good. And we got Stay Posty tuned. In there.
Posty stuff.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going with that. And I'm going with, we're going to, you know,
we've never seen him. Like, you know, he says he's old school and stuff.
Yeah.
Those old school guys used to fire guys in, three out. And I wonder if he's one of them guys.
And we ain't basketball shape, not even close.
No.
So he's going
to
be.
And he wants to D like a wild man. He's going to wear them boys out. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch.
These guys are not going to have any trouble getting plenty of playing time. I guarantee you that.
Nope.
I got a shout out birthday.
All right.
Birthday.
My grandson, Will.
Will's birthday.
Will Kanapke's birthday tomorrow.
Seven?
Seven minus four. Bill's going to be three.
Three big ones.
Chicken McNuggets.
Yes.
50 of them.
Loves chicken McNuggets.
He'd eat them all.
Are you serious? You don't like chicken McNuggets?
Well, if it's from McDonald's, I wouldn't eat it anyway.
Explain. You don't go to McDonald's?
No.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to get you a quarter pounder.
Yummy.
You wouldn't eat it.
No.
Really?
No, their hamburgers taste funny. I don't.
Yeah, they taste delicious. That's what you're talking about.
I usually don't taste them. Two bites gone.
You can get me one at Trusty Woods or Brick Street Tavern or Bowling Alley or Fort Recovery Dairy or Toby's Carryout. I don't know if they do hamburgers.
Yeah, they do burgers.
I haven't got a burger out there. But you don't like
quarter pounders with cheese?
Well, let's just say...
Rocker?
The last time I ate one, my stomach didn't appreciate it.
Didn't like it? French fries? You into McDonald's
fries? Yes, they have very good fries, but I don't eat that many fries anyway.
Great pop. My wife, every day.
Yeah, she loves it, don't she?
She's crazy.
And then I got this from Michelle. Do call your dad now and ask him for the Wi-Fi password. So I think that was not supposed to go
Maybe
to
not
us.
Supposed to go to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to pass on that one.
Leslie
Mullenkamp, again, she said she's starting her diet right after she eats her turkey from Cooper's. Mm-hmm. Leslie's gone.
She's working hard. She's really working hard.
She's persistent.
Yep. I got a couple other things I got to announce here because I got them today, some messages.
Yep.
Shut up, Rocker. I will punch you right in the face. First of all, my phone. I'm bad at my phone. I got this message from Nikki Hawk.
There you are.
And she says that this Friday, they're having a Scotch Double Bowling fundraiser.
I've seen that.
For the bowling team, and it is at the bowling alley. And the thing about this is, if it's from 7 to 10, the Scotch Doubles, after the girls' game, come on out there. They'll have 50-50 tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Fundraiser, and spend some money. Once again, it's for the softball or for the bowling team, and it's $30 a couple for two of you, and you're in a lane for eight people for $100 for that time.
If you don't want to do the Scotch Doubles.
No, that's right. It's just a fundraiser for the bowling team. And call the bowling at 419-375-4274.
Scotch Doubles.
Hook you right up.
Refresh me. Guy does it, girl.
No, it can be, doesn't have to be a marriage or anything. It can be two guys,
one
two
guy
girls.
One guy goes first, and then you got to pick her up.
Yeah, and then the other one picks up the spare. As soon as the first guy gets a strike, then the order switches.
Switches. Gotcha. Yep. I think I've done her before.
Now what?
Okay. Let's say you and Fee are the team.
Okay.
You throw first.
Solid ball.
I'm going to get a strike.
Okay. Then the next time, Fee is the...
He's going to get a strike.
Okay. When one of you happens to leave
then rocker
a spare,
balls.
Then the other person picks
ever,
up the...
You ever bowled?
Picks up the spare.
Your mic on?
No. I turned it off.
Are you ever bowled?
I've been asked not to bowl.
Why?
Get away from me once in a
while. Joe Michael said I was a disgrace to the sport.
Joe did?
And when the Godfather says that,
Joe
you
Joe shut you down, you better shut her down.
Joe, if Joe Michael says you suck,
yeah, you better
first
shut
of all,
her
you
down.
Suck because he's nice to you.
Joe's the nicest
the
guy ever. He would never say that.
But he literally said I was a disgrace to the sport.
We're going bowling. Thanksgiving Day. Be in or out?
Naked Tory Ghost Rider.
Be in or out?
The pattern's full.
Batter's hole.
You let me down. I didn't hear anything from Coach on my starting five yet.
See how close are we?
He's not going to tell me, even though I got it right. But he could like say 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5, 1.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I would. I'm think that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fun.
Do it like the Price is Right. Yeah. You have to keep guessing which one you
like
got wrong.
Like the Fiddler game.
Yeah. higher, lower.
That's my favorite game.
Fiddler game. I don't think I haven't watched
Swiss
it in
Alps.
Years. But
Swiss Alps guy when they come
out.
Well, that's not a fiddler.
He's got a fiddle in his hand. What's it go? How's it go?
It's Alps.
Alps.
He's going up the Alps.
Okay, I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's yodel music.
Yodel.
How's the yodel go?
Yodel. It's kind of like that.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game. You like you Price is Right guy?
Well, I would if we could actually watch it bleeping then.
Ooh, you've been shut out?
Channel 7. Everybody's been shut out.
Channel 7 shutting her down.
They're back. I heard it back on today.
I came back Monday night. I was trying to watch the show.
Yep.
The background music plays and the people talking, you can't hear
it's all out of whack.
Oh, that's awesome. And there you can't hear nothing.
Are you serious?
All you hear is like laughing on the sitcoms. They say their fat mouth will move. This is the stupidest thing I've ever
Channel
seen.
Channel 7 is just, they gotta be.
Mine's just not doing that.
Mine's bad.
You got an antenna, Neil, or you got cable?
I got Wabash cable.
Mine's delayed.
Delayed?
Yeah, it's not, something ain't right with mine.
Yeah, something ain't right.
That's exactly right. So we're talking Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Myles Garrett. And
you're tossing him.
Okay.
That night you were tossing him.
I was frustrated.
I was frustrated too.
You cannot.
I was actually so happy that we won the game. And then I was just completely in shock.
What are you drinking? Powerade?
Powerade.
Pretty good. Did you try any of this bread?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Low dry. But if it's healthy, I guess that's what matters.
So you like wet bread?
Wet bread? No, I don't want wet bread. I want something a little texture to it.
A little texture?
That's got lots of texture. It's just not smooth texture.
Word.
I like the wheat bread and that kind of stuff that's kind of roughish like that anyway. But you can make that nice and not wet by slathering a whole bunch of butter on it.
There you go. Thinking that jam, defeat the old jelly purpose, but
well, butter.
I think
butter's got good saturated fat.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with it.
Yeah, if you're looking for the healthy type stuff, especially if you need to be doing the gluten free, it sounds like this is the answer. He didn't say that everybody. It has lots of gluten in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highest gluten there is, but something about people that need to have gluten-free can, almost all of them can do this.
No problem.
And be zero problem at all.
Oh, what's gluten?
I don't really know.
Didn't ask you?
I have no clue.
No, but no, I didn't. I figured everybody except me knew, and I didn't care because I'm not, I don't have a gluten problem, so I just don't care.
Nope. I got lots of problems.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Gluten
isn't one of them.
Gluten is not high on my list.
No, gluteus maximus, I got that kind of problem.
I got plenty of that.
Uh-oh. What do we got there, Robert?
No.
Oh, you're not allowed to say it?
No.
Okay.
No, that's pretty good.
But are they going to win a turkey for it?
Yeah, they might.
Might win a turkey?
Okay, so Miles goes to New York today.
Yeah. Did we hear
it? Now with the commissioner. So next couple days ago. Will he get reduced?
No.
He's up to correct?
No, but I think they may give him a final date.
Is he indefinate? They'll say you're not playing the rest of the
season? They're playing we may just suspend you indefinitely. You know, come on. So now I think they're probably going to say you're done for the season. Next year you can start over. You're good.
Well,
as long as you don't hit anybody in the
head. You think that maybe when he explains what supposedly was said and done to him before,
you wonder about that a little bit.
Because that wasn't shown on the clips that I had.
There's a lot of people. I see a lot of the sportscasters and stuff are all talking about, well, how can Rudolph get nothing?
Yeah, because he was trying to take Miles Garrett's helmet off.
Right, he was doing the same thing. He just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, he didn't get it done, and Garrett got his off. And then when they
need him in a coconut.
You know, and I think if you know, those two big guys, the two linemen or whatever, had him kind of backed off, and I think everything would have been pretty good,
yeah.
Except the quarterback comes running over like he's going to do something.
Once he ran at him, I think that was just one of them.
Yep.
You're a lunatic, and took a swing at him.
Yep, happened to have his helmet in his hand when he took a swing at him. But
he clocked him in the head pretty good, dude.
Coach Melton says that Myles Garrett is one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, and he can't do that. And he said he shouldn't be suspended the rest of the season, though.
He shouldn't.
Coach,
I would love
Coach
to
Melton
be right.
Said that.
Yeah. And I don't know, are you allowed to take all this other, the rest of his career and all the other things
he
does off field?
It was such a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
With 5 seconds left in the game, and then it's just like, everybody was like in shock.
And he's not a thug.
And then everybody in there was like, every announcer, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this before. Yeah.
He writes poems. You don't hit somebody over the head with a helmet if you write poems.
I don't know.
You got any poems? You got any? Let me hear a poem.
I don't do poems.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Neil, is that, can we say it?
And then something about a bucket, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
He got his head stuck in a bucket.
It was something like that. Yeah. Close to that. Exactly right.
I used to be a palmist.
Really?
No, I lied.
Palmist? Jack was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jack East.
I wish he was still here.
I bet he wrote some really nice ones to Mark.
Jack was Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Don't even start on that Barry Manilow list either. I'm still...
Still shaking.
It's just insanity.
I like the list that came out of nowhere.
Look. I mean, if I had one of them that always gets me is like Time in New England. Oh, that's.
Well, I figured if I put that up front, they would say, well, you're kissing at the Jack.
What about I Made It Through the Rain?
That's the name of the song or?
Yes.
Or a lyric?
No. It's one of the greatest love songs. If I would sing it to like the girls that I should name the names, but I won't.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to, you know, what happened? They'll start reminiscing about the great times they had in the rocker.
Couldn't keep their hands off of you.
Mm-hmm. I was a catch. There ain't no doubt about it.
Let's see what that, I don't think I remember that, but we'll see what it sounds like. Thank you.
Rocker.
I don't think so.
Got no takers.
Right now, like I guarantee you, Kate Shane here, she's saying, oh my God, I did make out to this song.
To this music.
So, that's great, Neil. Turn her off now because I'm going to start crying.
Okay. Yeah. Don't want that.
Hey, no. You in or out on that?
That one I don't remember.
Are you serious?
I don't really remember that one either.
No, I don't. I got up to about nine songs. Then the 10th song was kind of like what you call a filler song.
Or in there.
Is that what you did? So you put Copacabana in there?
No, number
top.
Copa was number one.
How many times when you make
although
top 10
Mandy
list?
Mandy could have been number one too. Yeah.
When you make your top, do you just like look up on the internet and don't have a clue what you're talking about?
No, some are a little easier than others.
Utters.
It's cow songs.
No, cow songs.
Utters.
I like it.
Too bad.
Wow.
We're going to have a show next week.
Yeah, why not?
I agree. What else are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Coach Melvin will come up. He ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, he might want to have something with his family, but we're more important than that.
We should get Coach Melvin and Coach Bargy up here.
Yeah.
Because then we'll get some stuff flying.
Get her going?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be 2 days from showtime.
I got something else.
What do we get?
This is from Michelle Dew's Leftovers Are for Quitters shirt.
Yes.
That's a good one, Michelle.
I like it.
That is a good one. So far, we got about five of them in running for this. I just got this. This is a good one. Okay. Now, this is from my good friend, Fee. This guy holds a special spot in me and yours heart, and that's from Max Klingshern.
Yes, sir.
And Max says, you know, I love me some sports talk. I'm on break right now and work until 10, so I can't call in, but... Man, does this OSU team excite me. Watch them. I can't wait for the Penn State matchup this Saturday. Their O-line has struggled, to say the least, especially if Hamler isn't going to be able to play this weekend. If he's not 100%, that'll be a huge. IU was able to move the ball on them in the fourth quarter. We have a healthy Chase Young. I believe it's close this weekend until the fourth quarter, and we win by a couple scores late. This is the most complete team that I've ever seen. I personally believe we are going to a collision course with a Joey Burrow, an LSU Tiger, and Ohio State.
Wouldn't that be
Natty?
That'd be neat.
That's from Max Klingshern.
That's a pretty good call, buddy.
I agree.
Except I think we're going to beat the crap out of them. I think we're going to come out of the gate and just pound them.
19 points favorite.
I can't believe I've been.
I heard it went 17.5 today, though.
Coming back.
Is it at Penn State?
It's home.
I know. That's huge.
What's the line on it so far?
Didn't you listen to me? Didn't you just listen? I was just talking about it. 19's now 17.5.
I got mixed up between the basketball talk.
We're all over the place.
We're everywhere tonight.
Our phones, whenever somebody texts us, that's when we change the subject, right, Spencey?
Yep.
That's the rules.
Now, do we got time for the
we need an announcement about
yes. If you have not got your season ticket, here is your announcement.
Here we go.
Kirstie and Neil, go.
See, okay, I think I can do it here.
Got it? Okay, cool. Yeah. Here you go.
Season tickets for the
8-minute one.
Basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 20th to get their reserved seat season tickets. After November 20th, anyone...
I think that's enough.
Did everybody get it? All right, I'm good.
Oh, Neil. I love you, brother.
That's funny.
That one got me. Yeah.
I thought of that this morning.
We got 11 minutes till we get the turkey out.
Boom. Let's go.
11 minutes. And I will personally deliver this turkey.
That's perfect.
Okay, so we're going to have
cook.
I ain't cooking it.
Oh.
Can't do it all.
Neil, I'm going to cook it. This is big. So far, we have... I just got a Snapchat
for
the bird. Now, this could be something throws it into the lead.
Uh-oh.
Kim Seifring. Oh, they're all together. Cheaters.
Who's all together?
Huh?
Who's all together?
Everybody trying to win this turkey.
They're all together. That ain't fair. Now we need three birds.
Give them the turkey and make them all stay together and have it together.
That makes nice cheating.
Yeah, they're cheating, yeah.
Although a 12-pound bird feed the whole family.
I feed them.
That's a good bird. We went over the description of it. Yeah. A lot of protein and of good carbohydrates.
Good stuff in there.
Oh, for the love of God, they're cheaters. Okay, Neil, now, Coach Melton says his dad wants to listen to the games.
Yes. Yep.
Now, how is he going to be able to do that? He wants to listen to all the games on Fort Recovery Radio. Now, Neil is going to explain the app and what you got to do, because a lot of people need to know this, and you should...
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Spencer.
So, you would take your smartphone, go to the app store, and get TuneIn Radio app. It's a free app. Now, they'll ask you to pay for the premium service. Just tell them you're not going to do that. So it's TuneIn Radio. And then once you get that app, it's like I said, it's free. Usually takes about 30 seconds to download. Then you type in Fort Recovery Radio. By the time you get the recovery part in, it'll probably already come up. And then when it's time to go, make sure you have that saved on your homepage of your phone so you can get to it real quick. Tap on that. Tap on the Fort Recovery Radio thing, and you're there. So, and it'll come. Usually they'll play a 30-second commercial before you come on. But, you know, if you want to eliminate that, you can pay like $1 or $2 a month. But that doesn't, you know, as long as you get on early, it doesn't make any difference.
The great thing about the TuneIn app is that there's a lot of great radio stations
Yeah, virtually every station is on there.
And Harold has a lot of family that is Wisconsin and Chicago. Yep. And they're all big Fort Recovery Radio fans. And they all listen on the TuneIn app.
We did have our own app, but every time Apple made you upgrade your phone, our app would not work. One year they did it 6 times.
Nice.
And it is a big deal for Chuck to figure out how to make that work, so he just quit doing it.
He just said, I'm done. We're going to the TuneIn app.
The TuneIn app's quicker than our app ever was. Not sure why, but and you can get, you know, like around here, if you're at our game and want to hear what's going on somewhere else, WCSM is on there, WPGW is on there, everybody is on, you know, virtually every radio station is on there. That's a really good way to.
That's a great way.
If you're in Florida and you want to hear WCSM, you can sit on the beach in Florida and listen to
WCSM. You can sit on the beach. In Florida.
Yep. Listen to us.
We called in last year when we was in Florida playing a little golf. We called in to Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And you know you're a loser when you're in Florida listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Okay. We're dedicated fans.
Well, yeah, because Bubba and Fee weren't on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Somebody had a show for us.
Somebody had a show. They might have.
Didn't they?
Maybe not. Doubt it.
If we ain't here, this place goes to hell.
Big shoes.
Yeah. Big shoes.
Yep.
Big shoes.
Big shoes.
Big shoes. Big feet.
Big shoes.
Yep.
Absolutely big. So we got a bird to give away in 9 minutes. Actually, it's down to 7 now.
7 minutes.
And we're giving away this luscious Cooper turkey.
Delicious.
One of the best man, these things are big. There's...
He's back.
The guy's got great noises.
Yeah.
Tony, let me hear your turkey.
I gobble, gobble, gobble. That's all I got.
That's nice. That was awesome.
That was the nicest turkey I've ever heard.
I can't do the waddle thing. I don't have that ability.
Give me a, what happened on this day? Anything big happen?
I threw my paper away.
You don't remember?
You didn't remember
anything big happened today?
Something big happened.
You can run back there and grab it. If it's in the trash can.
Hey, do you do birthdays anymore?
No, we do on time.
Well, a minute to read off. How many birthdays are there?
Quite a few, probably.
You got any?
Nothing.
Hey, my mom. What? Tomorrow.
Your mom and Will had birthdays same day?
I think.
How old would your mama be?
Ooh. I'm guessing.
Your mom and my dad.
97? Yeah.
97. God love Mrs. Feely.
My mom would have been
soul.
My mom would have been 99 a couple of months ago.
Really?
99.
September 15th, I think.
That's unbelievable. How about Pappy? How old would Dad be?
He'd be 90. Well, he's still 92. I mean, he'd
been, well, yeah, but if he had lived.
Yeah.
92. How old was Dad when he died?
Dad was 2 weeks shy of 75.
75? Okay, 75. What's the average age before you shut her down? 78?
I think men is 77 to 78. 77, women is a little bit more, a couple of years old.
I will never see close to that.
Unless you're in Asia.
I see, huh?
It seems like the people in Asia live a little longer.
Why is that?
I don't know.
We might want to move.
No, not really.
Are you staying here?
A good portion of those countries are communism.
Yeah, we're out.
You're out on that?
Yeah, we don't need that.
We're out.
You are out?
Yeah.
What do you think of the impeachment?
It's the biggest waste of air time ever.
You ain't happy with it?
And he got shifty shift running around like he's, you know, he looks like he should be selling siding on the side of the road.
Selling who on what? The side of the road?
Selling who? Siding on the
whole siding.
Siding?
Okay.
Whoa. That wasn't right. That was not what happened there. That was a close.
Ooh.
Yeah, I ain't happy with it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that reminds me of a story I heard about Chris Benn and.
Oh, we got another one.
Of them. Forgot to ask him about it.
Just spread the legs open and stuff it in.
Whoa, big fella. Is that a turkey cider? What is that?
Yeah, that's how you do the stuffing.
T-shirt.
That's how you do the stuffing.
A turkey
t-shirt. You like, when you eat your bird.
Yeah.
Okay, are you a dressing guy?
I like dressing, but I don't like the dressing they have around here. I like the southern sage style dressing.
Why do you put raisins in it? That is so disgusting.
That's completely different.
Mommies do that.
Dressing than I've ever eaten. I don't.
I love dressing. I mean, I just love it.
Yeah.
I like dressing, but why? Yeah. Why did the raisins get? What started that?
Who had started that idea?
I don't know. California raisins.
California. That's somebody has. Somebody hey, this dressing is delicious. Let's ruin it by putting some raisins in.
Raisins.
Well, you can't taste the raisins.
Yes, you can.
I don't think you can taste the raisins. You can. There's a consistency there, but I don't think you can taste the raisins in it.
No. Nope. If any of these ladies, Leslie, Kim Seifring, Michelle Dews,
all disqualified.
If they put raisins in their dressing, they ain't getting a bird.
They're out.
You agree with that?
They're all going to say they don't then.
Are you in or out?
Well, you just said they cheated, so that's a disqualification.
They're out? It's up. Rocker makes
he's throwing a he's throwing a flag.
You're grouchy tonight. What's the deal? Want to talk to us? Nobody's listening.
Apparently a few people are.
No, they're not. They're not listening. These are all. I'm a fan of this Chris Benn bread.
You're eating the crap out of it. Chris Benn's. This stuff's going to double right now because you're going to start buying it wide open.
Uh-oh, I got a. We hate raisins. No raisins.
There we go.
Now they all said no. Now they're playing with that.
Yeah, that's just.
They're playing me like a.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told them that they were out if they liked them. You should have just asked them and then tell them.
Here's what we do.
Before we said we hated it, we should have said. In or out on the raisins? What do you girls think?
We take the turkey and we throw it right through their pitcher windows.
There you go.
Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. <D-em.
laughs> We're Ernest T. Bassing with the birds. 10-pounder. We can fire that through a pitcher window. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can. I can put a ketchup bottle through a TV, apparently, so.
There you go.
Well, that's your fault.
No, but.
You're out.
You got hosed on that.
You're out.
By the way.
Rowdy Rocker, we're going to start calling you.
So like Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper. With his key on.
Another one you're not allowed to tell us about.
Yeah, that's right. So what else we got?
So we got impeachment.
Yeah.
We got...
So what are they going to do? They're just going to keep messing around.
Okay, so it's stupid. It is really stupid. It's stupid. How long is it going to last?
Cutting in on my Young and Restless stuff.
That makes me mad, too.
God. I can't have it.
Oh, God.
More importantly, it's cutting in on Price is Right time.
Price is Right.
Young and Restless, Price is Right.
Oh,
Ellen.
Quit messing around. Let's go.
Hey, I love Ellen. You?
No.
No.
You don't like Ellen.
I like Ellen.
I liked her when she told jokes. When she had her show, I didn't like it. Three or four minutes of her with her doing her act is funny. She's not funny for an hour or a half an hour during her show.
Ooh.
She's too obnoxious.
She is zero obnoxious. Now, okay. What she is...
Okay.
I agree with this. She just... I don't know, and I know everybody says I'm a loser because I believe in this, but she does things that are so heartwarming.
Yes.
She does do that.
You agree or not?
Yes. A lot of people do that.
So why do you hate her?
Because she's obnoxious. I don't hate what she does. I think that's great that she's doing those things, but I can't stand to listen to her.
She's out. McNeil's out.
What if she sped her monologue up like high speed like you did?
Then she's in.
You in or out?
She probably doesn't have the technology.
Hey, is the game Friday night? Girls game on radio?
Yes.
Who's doing it?
Rob Weaver will be simulcasting WPTW.
Who is our basketball announcers this year? Go.
We are having Mr. Brian Patch. Will be in the play-by-play for boys and girls. We'll be doing...
Wait a minute. Patch is going to announce his daughter's... Oh, he'll be great.
He'll be going crazy.
We'll have five girls' games and 12 boys' games.
Pat should do it with his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That'd be great because she gets fired up, too.
She gets fired up, too.
Yeah,
I would do that.
I wouldn't have any problem with that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, Bobby Leverett's going to help him on the boys on Friday nights.
Good.
And not sure... Owen Shane's going to help set stuff up, but we haven't decided yet. He hasn't decided yet if he wants to help announce. So,
well, that'd be good.
But they're all going to be gone. And Coach Patch will also be the color guy when Rob Weaver is doing the games.
Perfect.
Well, that's super.
Yes, it is.
I'd say if you need anybody on away games, I might be in there once.
There you go.
Okay.
Put me as a standby.
He'd be great. Man, he's not very good. He's not very good.
I laugh a lot.
He does laugh a lot.
We'll laugh a lot.
You got to have a good guy laughing with you. Unlike the guy I got here.
Refresh my memory. Who's Patch's mother-in-law?
Mrs. Reinhardt. Or,
Wendell.
Wendell, I mean.
Wendell.
Yeah.
So, She was a Reinhardt.
Yeah. Matt and Mandy Wendell's.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they're
just nice people.
They are.
Yes, they are. They are
really. You know what? God damn it. And I see Livy signed her LOI this week.
Yep. Yeah, man.
And I know Val's list.
Val's. That's awesome.
And then she signed her. And congratulations to those kids.
Yes, that's awesome.
That's huge accomplishment.
That is great.
Huge accomplishment. Should be proud of it.
Absolutely. And we are just blessed here at the old Fort.
We are.
I got a shout out if I can.
Yeah, let me hear
something.
Appears that in the next few days, possibly Sarah and Todd could bring their kids home.
I've seen that too.
That is huge.
Yes. Yeah,
huge.
Bring the old triplets home. God, love them.
That's awesome.
Would they all be coming home at the same time?
Because one of them could come home now, but they're going to stay. They're going to keep
holding
them.
Yeah. Because otherwise,
he did the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
With his twins.
Yeah. Trips.
Our trips. Yeah, they same thing.
Cliff what?
Twins.
These got trips, right?
He had one that could have went home, right?
I think that's right, but I'm not.
Yeah, but sure. If you bring one home, when you go down to visit the other one, you have to have somebody.
Yeah, you're right.
They might as well leave them there.
I wonder how they did that in the old days.
They died. That's what happened. You know, my grandparents had twins that died.
My mom had a baby that died.
Yeah.
It happened all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Happened all the time.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a great thing about modern medicine.
Yeah, medicine's good.
Yep, it's expensive as can be.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do? Let them die?
No,
not now that you have the technology and
pay the man.
Know how to do it. You keep them alive.
That Children's Hospital is the greatest place
ever. Yes, it is. It really
They had a really neat thing this weekend for Diem.
I seen that. That
was on Channel 45.
And I don't know, did you, I was watching Channel 7 and saw that Alexis Hobbs was one of the
top sellers.
One of the people with the Raider-thon that was doing that. She was one of the organizers. So, you know, it just kind of all goes round and round in a circle. Yeah. That was really good, that, you know.
No, I agree with you.
He called me tonight. I said to call him if you need to fill in.
Hobby?
Yeah.
Really? Darn it, we should have called him.
Yeah.
But we had a great show tonight. We had...
Until now. No.
No, we hit Rocker. It's always great.
Did we finish Rocker's rant?
He goes on. You going to go? Let's go. What do you got?
I had on that. And, you know, I figured, and I almost bailed on that.
What are you predicting here? What's going to happen? They going to shut her down, or is that it?
On the impeachment, you mean?
Yeah, they're just going to deal with this?
Well, they're not. They're going to drag that out next November.
Oh, no, they're not.
They can't do that.
No, they can't. That can't happen.
Now, the hearings itself probably won't go that long, but the babbling over him and
that'll go on, but
that'll go on for the next 5 years.
They're gonna bring the letters of impeachment or whatever the technical term is.
Yeah.
Send it to the Senate.
Everybody's gonna vote party lines. Yep. It's all gonna be
done. And there's not gonna be anything. And
I'm gonna eat another piece of bread with cheese on it.
And the Democrats are gonna be mad because they couldn't get it done, and the Republicans are gonna be happy because they kept it from getting done.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are going to get mad, and they're going to put somebody in there real radical so they can curry to their far left people, and they'll get their butts kicked in the general election because, you know, they'll have their 20% of the far left that'll vote for them, and most of the people in the middle don't want radical change. So none of the Republicans will vote for them.
I see where the Saturday Night Live is finally mocking some of the Democrats, especially Mrs. Cortez.
Oh, yeah.
Finally mocking her.
She's hot.
Oh, yeah. And as Bill would say, I give her a tasty treat.
Rocker, you cannot say that.
Randy.
People listening. Jesus.
I hope she was talking about the pimento cheese spread from Wayne Street Market on our father's green.
What is this stuff here? This green, yellow stuff.
That's pimento cheese spread. Pimento cheese.
What do you think of that?
Cheese ball. I love it. It's really good.
Okay, man.
That's basically what Wayne Street Market's made for the last 30 years, that and the dried beef.
That's the one, ball. The dried beef.
Dried beef.
Yep.
You like that?
My wife always gets that, yep.
Does she?
Yep.
Yeah, big fan.
Yep. You guys ever go out?
Yeah. I never left the house last week.
I call you up, let's go eat.
It's coughing.
Can't, I'm dying.
It was unbelievable.
Let's go out. Well, my wife's not home. Let's go do something. I'm 100.
I was feeling better, too, and then I told you my wife went home. 10 minutes later, I was hacking, yakking.
Was you really?
I was done.
I'll tell you, did you get a flu shot?
No, I didn't. I probably should have.
You rocker?
I don't get it because I know why get something that is going to give you what they try to prevent you from getting.
No, that's not.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
That's
heard.
Not how that goes.
But that's how it ends.
No.
I got my flu shot. I haven't had the flu.
I get my flu shot every year.
You're lucky then.
Not lucky. That's you get a small dose of it so that your body can build up immunity. About 1 in 100 people get a little more reaction than that, and about 1 in 10,000 actually get the flu.
So here's another thing. How come you don't get a shot of penicillin in your butt anymore?
Probably. I think everybody but you does, Bob.
We always got shots in the butt.
Oh, yeah. You'd be fixed in 2 minutes.
They like to put it in a muscle, a big, you know.
Got a big muscle.
Something besides, they don't want to put it on your shin because there's no meat there. They want somewhere there's a chunk of muscle. They put it in your arm, and that's
and now it's just fine. Dirty.
What? I just said.
Plus, the doctors aren't perverts anymore.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. New winner for the turkey? New leader?
What's that say? What does that say?
We love Rocker.
Yeah.
Oops. Girls. The girls are having it.
You can tell they're all drunk. No, nobody would say that. No signs about me and Fee.
No turkey.
We love Rocker.
Yep.
We're throwing a turkey in the garbage.
Turkey right now is going. We haven't decided what we're going to do with it. Right through their windshields.
Mm-hmm.
You in or out?
I'm in.
come everybody loves you?
Because I got this sparkling personality.
What? Yeah. Sparkling.
What?
I like it.
Are you nuts?
He's sparkling.
Kind of.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
I'm more of a Christmas guy.
Are you a Christmas guy? What are you doing for Christmas?
The only thing that gets me fired up about Thanksgiving is the fact that, you know, you get that parade in the morning.
You like the Macy's parade?
And then the next day, it's Christmas music wide open.
Okay.
Because it's already been going on 106.5.
It started August.
I love the holidays. I mean, from Thanksgiving on, it's just a great.
Butter it. I like it.
But not in...
A little early for the... Yeah. You can't throw the Christmas holiday.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. You agree or not?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we got our gala coming up on the 18th.
Yeah.
And that is the funnest night of the year.
It is a good night.
We tell Bill the 22nd.
We should try to keep Bill away.
We try to keep Bill away. He just keeps finding out.
Pastor Q might not be able to handle that.
Ooh, I got a text from Holly Gann.
Holly says
she wants to do Facebook Live next week.
Yeah.
I'll see if we can figure that out. Why is there something
specific? She wants to have a turkey bowling contest. On the street. You in or out?
Sure how that would work.
She wants to see.
I won't be here anyway.
You're going to be here.
I won't be here.
We'll make you sure you're here.
I'll be gone.
When are you? Thanksgiving's not till Thursday.
So you want John to have to get up early on Thanksgiving morning and come over and get him?
He'll take you. He ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
Where's John live?
Hartford City!
It'd take Neil 2 hours to get there. It'd take me
40 minutes. 44 minutes to the
27
to the first stoplight.
Now, our basketball coach said he's trying to get us so we could play Blackford.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Oh, boy.
Let's bring old what's his face over here.
There ain't no way we can get him to come here, is there?
No.
How about if we pay him?
Well, why wouldn't they come here? Bigger. Well, of course, they wouldn't be.
Oh, no. They got a huge gym.
Yeah, they
got. He's got a big gym.
Do they have a big gym?
Oh, yeah. They got a Jay County gym.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. No gyms in Indiana are.
There's no cracker boxes. They're big.
Yeah. They got gyms.
Cracker boxes.
That's exactly right. How about Grandpa? How long you got?
Oh, I'm down to about 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I forgot.
Uh-oh. You're going to be a grandfather, Randy?
No, we need to send out some prayers for my Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul?
What's going on, Paulie?
He had surgery yesterday, I believe, on some cancer stuff, and hopefully things went well. But we, continue the prayers, and hopefully...
Yeah, Uncle Paul.
So how old is he now?
93.
Jesus, 93.
He is a good one.
Now they're sucking up to me.
Now, when I saw him at Judy's funeral, he didn't look that old.
Now we're getting somewhere.
He's looked the same way he always looked.
Yep.
Back in love with
him. Sure did.
Except for he's got white hair.
Yes.
Looks like Kirk Douglas.
Yep.
He does got a little Kirk Douglas.
He's got that doll. He's got that.
He always talks real quiet.
I love it. Mommy, how you doing? I loved your dad, man.
Yeah.
What a great guy. Paulie Bonvillain.
Yeah. He always go to his house, and you wouldn't be there 5 seconds. Randy, would you like to have a Pepsi?
Can I ask you a question? The Bonvillains are handsome. Every Bonvillain is a handsome
guy. I'm waiting for this.
What the hell happened?
What happened?
I mean, what happened?
Well, and
they're all handsome. They're all
that was
got
mean.
That jaw. They all got that look. And then there's Rocker. Arguably, I mean, if we had a top 10 list of the ugliest people in Fort Carey, me and you are 1-2.
Wow.
No, I mean, fact.
Should I say this, Harold?
Let her rip.
I mean, his feet.
Oh, this ain't gonna be pretty.
I probably am.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
I wish I had a beeper button.
Tony don't get with ugly people.
Whoa, what do you mean?
You just called yourself ugly.
Jody, she's a loser. You hear that or not?
Nope.
Hello, Jody.
You always try to get my
one. Attention, Kmart shoppers.
Whoa.
Breath mint on aisle 5.
What in the... We're watching the Buckeyes that Saturday. That's our game plan.
We'd be in?
I don't know. We got to figure something out.
We got to figure something out.
If Ohio State wins.
Yes.
They're in the national championship game.
What if they would lose to Michigan?
No, I think they're still in.
What if they lose Michigan?
I think a one loss.
What if they lose to the...
then they're out.
They're
out. A one loss Ohio State team is in.
I think they're in too.
But we got to win this week.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll win this week.
I think we will too.
I say is win all of them by the 24 points. This is the lowest that they've won by so far. I'd say just keep on
doing that. Wisconsin game, I never would have thought we'd have thumped them like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to Buckeyes Saturday. Friday, we open up Holly Gann's debut as the Indians head coach. We travel to Crestview. Get your butts up there and watch this girls' team.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, we got the Buckeyes at noon. We have our Fort Recovery inter-squad scrimmage with a pork chop dinner, chicken dinner.
Chicken.
If you haven't got your dinner ticket, Coach Melton called in. He said, hey, we got extra.
Yep.
Get up there and get your chicken dinner and pork chop. Support this team. We're going to have fun Saturday. Go up there and watch the kids. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun. And
depending on which teams are playing, the other kids will be serving the food.
Right. Starts with seventh graders. We'll be the first team scrimmaging, I think.
And then they'll be.
And then they take over.
They serve, and then that's how it works, right?
Yeah, so the varsity will be serving first, I think is the way I read it. First.
Okay, so what I want is the sweaty kids serving mine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I want
don't shower, boys.
No, I want some good old...
Yep.
Yeah.
Good old B.O.
Yeah,
I'm out of chicken.
Pork chop.
Can't beat it.
You a chicken or pork chop guy?
I have no appetite now thanks to that old God.
So you're out?
We ruined it.
What happened there?
We lost it.
And you're talking about, what happened to the Bonneville and Good Looks?
Well, yeah, no shit. Okay, what happened?
Unfortunately, in my case, they rolled me in flour a few times.
Did they really? Say you're out? You are a piece of work. I love you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you're not going to be around. Next Wednesday, we're going to be on. We'll have some guests.
We'll have something. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, everybody's drunk, so it don't matter. Yep.
No,
we might get hammered up here.
We probably won't have any live listeners, but a lot of them will listen in the archives later.
Should we get hammered next week? Let's have, what do you have for things? Wine?
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Red wine.
Should we have turkey?
Yeah.
Well, the one you're not giving the Kim and the girls.
No, we're going to have turkey sandwiches.
Come on up.
Why?
Just because it's Thanksgiving and pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin pie.
I'm not getting turkey sandwiches.
How about dressing without the...
Why?
Why would we? Okay, I'll get some pumpkin pie. I'm not making turkey sandwiches.
How about donuts?
Ooh, wait a minute.
I don't have a deep fryer.
Oh, damn it.
Close. How about you, Addy?
Oh, yeah, one of these times he's going to say, I'm in.
Well, just
it's not hard to do. I just have to have a deep fryer.
I got glazed donuts at the pack at the Casey's.
Yeah?
How was it?
They're terrible.
Bad?
Really?
Yeah, they're too gooey.
Oh.
They're good.
Gooey. The glaze, comes off. It's real sticky.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
I want a good glazed donut.
Yes.
They got great donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's is a great store. You agree with me?
Early morning.
I disagree.
You hate it?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go over this. Because
there,
location.
One sponsor.
Yes.
Location's killing you.
Yes.
That's the only reason you hate it.
Yes.
Have you ever went over there and
turn the lights down.
Have you ever went in there?
Yes, I've gotten two other slushy things.
What do you think of them?
They're fine. They're great.
So now you like them.
I would be very happy to drive to the edge of town and get one from them.
Another thing that I don't understand, why don't they have a sign out front?
They do. Because they're not supposed to. You mean like a big pole sign?
What do you mean, not supposed to?
Well, the zoning, that corner, they're not supposed to have one.
Not allowed to do that?
Yeah. Shell has one there, bub.
Well, it's down the road. It's not at the corner. And they could put one there, but they figured they can do the same thing. This is what I understand from the guy that built it. They figure they can do the same thing with the signs on the awning.
Yeah.
So, that's their...
All right, so Coach Melton, again, his dad, he's with his dad now.
You get it figured out?
He's trying to figure it out. So, Coach, now here's what we're going to do.
Log him in.
You get on your phone, and you go to the app store.
Yep.
Okay?
On mine, it's called a Play Store, but yeah.
App I'm Store, sure he Play knows, Store.
I'm sure
and
he
then
knows.
You go to search, and you type in TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N.
Yep.
And if it doesn't come up that quick, the rest of it is radio, but it should come up as soon as you put in tune in.
Tune in radio. That's big truck.
That's right. Bandit.
Yeah.
Bandit's coming through.
And then there's going to be about three different ones, right?
Down and down.
And the very first one you put in, the tune in.
Probably. I haven't done it in 3-4 years.
Yeah.
But
you just hit open and then you hit that.
Well, yeah,
it's going to take it a while.
Well, you have to hit install.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it should pop up, and then you got to just type in Fort Recovery Radio.
Well, yeah. Now, you have to wait for it to load, and they'll probably want to sell you the premium. And you're allowed to do that. That just skips the commercial, the 30-second, 20-second commercial they play before it comes up. But you don't need to do that. It's a free app.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't do that unless you really, really need to just get on it real quick. So, yeah, it's
Coach, how many starters we have, right?
Four.
Did we have four?
That's he won't tell good. Us. He said maybe four.
Maybe four. That's not bad.
I would say Ian would be another kid, huh?
I could see him being one of them guys that'll be, you fight all week for a starting position on
there. Yeah.
That's what he used
to do. You can start seniors early, too, and you know. But I think coaches will play them kids. Like you said, he said, you know, one thing, we're not in our basketball shape, and I think you'll see a lot of kids get a lot of time early.
Right. They're going to have to.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. I'm this isn't a suggestion, just as something I've been thinking and kind of happened last year. I'm thinking Ian is one of those kind of secret weapons where he flies in under the radar and nobody knows that he's a shooter, and he pops him in a... You know, for 2 or 3 minutes here, he makes 2 or 3 three-pointers and sits back down and comes back in a little later and throws them in where you can get lost in the defense that way.
He also did say our JVs, he thought one about every quarter they played, too. So,
did
they?
Good.
So that'll be a fun JV team. And, you know, they've got Apache, and they got some good kids down there. And you said, they had some of the juniors went down and played. And
yeah, that'll be fun. What a great JV team last year.
Yeah. What was their record? 17-3?
17-3.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
very good.
They probably wouldn't have lost two of those, except they were taking several of the JV players and putting them up on the varsity for the whole thing instead of for one or two quarters. So,
well, when we had like Jake, kind of like 16-0 or something.
Yes. 14-16, something like that, and we lost that one. Yeah, that was disappointing.
That was
we had all our players, and it just didn't. Yeah, we.
That was a bummer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll see how he's doing. Rob Hemmelgarn wants to know if he won. Rob sent me a picture of John Daly in a streaker. And it says a 19th hole with an arrow pointing down off his back. I don't know. I think that's close.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. We need to get him back over here.
Yeah, I know. We got to get Rob and Digger over. I actually texted Digger today, but he's got his father-in-law's 89th birthday. They went out to eat today.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yep. We got a bunch of great listeners.
Yep.
I mean, we got a great sponsor. We have a lot of fun doing this.
You betcha.
We got to give our bird away.
Yep. And it is going to Rocker to take to Hartford City.
You need a bird?
I'll bet John and I can't think of his wife's name now, but they have.
Nancy.
Yep.
Nancy.
You need a bird?
That'd be kind of, you're not supposed to give it to employees of the station.
You're not on this show. You need a bird. Yes or no?
Sure. Tell Big John you're bringing. You got the bird covered.
Rocker wins the bird. Neil, great idea.
No, that's a terrible idea. That was a joke.
Why? Rocker needs a bird.
He doesn't need a bird.
He just got a bird.
Oh, you just gave him that bird.
Oh, that bird.
Big bird.
Yeah, you gave him the bird.
It's a big bird.
A great bird, ain't it?
A good bird.
That was a good one.
Thank everybody for listening.
So,
love you out there.
So he gave him the bird.
Oh. The bird goes to our three friends who've been sitting out there at the house. We've had a couple of alcoholic beverages. A
few beverages.
So they're going to cut it up in thirds and give each of the family?
No, we're giving them each a bird.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, so they're all getting a bird.
Turkey bird.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
the girls are in.
They're all getting a roast. Cooper roast.
Hey.
Oh, no, here we go.
We're in. We're back on again.
Dang it, Rocker. Yeah,
but this is for a good purpose.
Is it going to be like this?
Season tickets for the 2019-2020 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Sorry.
I'm here.
Okay. I got an idea for a top 10 list.
Okay, let me hear
it. It's going to take an awful lot of effort from you guys.
Yeah.
And all the people out there who knew him. Top 10 memories of Portsy.
Oh, no. Can't do that.
Why is that?
Because we'll all cry.
Yeah, we'll cry. We can't. Yeah. No, we can't do that.
We'll cry.
Why do you want us to cry?
I don't want to cry. I just want to keep his memory out there.
Portsy's memory will never die.
Never.
Yep.
Never. Portsy was Portsy.
What do we kind
of? So I like where you're at. So that would be a great top 10 list of you. Yeah. Top 10 Ricky stories. Top 10.
That's what I said. Top 10 memories of Portsy.
Top 10 things you remember about Portsy.
Labor Day.
What you could do,
Labor Day party.
Tractor pole.
What you could do, Rocker, is just say, I want yours, and not you put the list out there. Let everybody put their own.
Throw them out. And yeah, throw them in.
Most people won't have 10, but they might have 2 or 3, and they can rate them themselves or just put one out there and let everybody else fight over what they're rated.
Ricky always had his Labor Day party.
Yeah, he did.
Down at his little house.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Awesome.
That's exactly right.
I never got invited to that.
The only story I remember him telling, I wish we could have videotaped it, was him telling about the story about him driving a bunch of guys to Winchester.
Is that right?
And he got picked up.
Uh-oh. Oops. Uh-oh. That ain't good, is it? Not good. I got some. Well, these girls are fired up.
Jack?
All right. Yeah. They're fired up about getting their bird.
Yes.
Fort Recovery Radio rocks.
Yes. All right.
Now I love it. Coach Melton, I hope you got your dad set up.
Get that tune in.
If he don't, you call me, Coach, and I'll walk you through it if you need any
we'll
help.
We'll get it in.
But Dad's got to listen to the games. And
absolutely.
And he's got to listen to Sports Talk.
Yeah, we got
to
hook him up on Wednesday night.
We love listeners on Sports
Somebody
Talk.
Somebody get him a call in.
Yeah, we'd love to listen to Coach. We'd love to have Coach's dad talk to us. That'd be great.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, you talk about Coach Bayshore.
Yep.
His mom and dad, they went to every game and the nicest people in the world. And
absolutely.
One of your favorite things to do after the game was sit there and talk to Coach.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Bayshore's kid, mom and dad.
Little guy running around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sports Talk, another great night. We'll be back on next Wednesday, Thanksgiving show.
Thanks.
Coming up. Once again, for Rocker, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, and our sponsors, Wayne Street Market, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.